weekend or towards the end of last week, and Christmas trees off to the recycling centres. But for the Orthodox Christians, the festivities have just started. They celebrated Christmas this weekend. Members of Merseyside's Russian Orthodox community gathered yesterday to mark Christmas Day with a special service in Wallasey at the Church of St. Elizabeth. The converted cemetery chapel in Rake Lane has been a Russian Orthodox church since 2009. And I popped over, had a chat with parish priest Father Paul Elliott first about the church.
The church was given to us by the council because we outgrew the little church that was in my house. At the time it was derelict, and my amazing parish raised just over £40,000 to put it in order so that we could use it. And we used it for the first time in July, I think, 2009.
It's not that big. People might just walk past it on the main road. Tell us exactly where you are.
We're right in the middle of Rake Lane Cemetery, and it was the cemetery chapel. And still, if you've got grave rites, you can still be buried from here. And in fact, we've got two funerals in a week's time.
Tell us about the Orthodox community. How many do you have coming here?
I normally have a congregation between 30 and 40 every Sunday. We have people that come from as far afield as Prestatyn and Rhyl, Wrexham. There will be people from Winsford on Saturday. And then in the north, from Warrington, from Southport, from Wigan. So, and from Liverpool and Wirral.
And what's the makeup from members being from Eastern Europe?
I would have said that three-quarters of the congregation are from Eastern Europe, of some sort. And about a quarter of the congregation are people who have converted to Russian Orthodoxy for whatever reason.
And what would be your reason?
Well, that's a very long story.
Got time.
I became Russian Orthodox in 1988. But I actually converted in my heart much earlier on Mount Athos, which is a monastic republic in northern Greece, in 1979.
And what was it there that made you have that moment?
A monk who told me that I would become Orthodox, and also that I would become an Orthodox priest, and the same monk told me to marry my beautiful wife. So I obeyed him with the wife almost straight away, but it took me some years to leave the Church of England and become Orthodox.
Now, I've popped over here Friday before your celebrations for the weekend. Obviously, lots of planning, cleaning and preparing. What's happening?
We've taken the church from being in dark blue and purple for what the Western people would call Advent, and we've just put all the white hangings out for Christmas. We've put a Christmas tree up with its lights, and we have what's called greened the church. That is, brought greenery in from outside the church into the church, and so that it all looks green and festive. And we've put little candles everywhere. The place is very bright and shining for Christmas.
And it's lovely, as most people will have taken down decorations,
well, yes.
And you're
yes.
doing the opposite.
And we're just doing the opposite.
And it's lovely. It's like, yeah, so it's not ending.
It's completely different. So, but this is actually December the 25th in the church calendar. It's just that the Russian church calendar is 13 days behind the Western calendar. So that's why it's
And that's the
today.
Kind of main difference.
There are other differences here. Of course, we have an icon screen right across, an iconostas. Ours is very beautiful. It's very old. It's given to us from London.
And why are icons so important?
Icons are very important because they're both a window into heaven, and also they are heaven looking at us. So their perspective is actually heaven looking at us, and we're the vanishing point of the icon when you look at it. So it's grace pouring into us rather than us going the other way.
And the timeline then for your Christmas festivities, what happens on Saturday itself?
On Saturday itself, well, tonight, if we were a full Russian Orthodox cathedral, we would be outside. And they wait for the first star. And on the first star, they sing what is called the Traparia, the first hymn of Christmas. And because they all gather outside and wait for that star to shine. And then they sing outside, and then they come into church. So it's a very lovely ceremony. But of course, my people are spread all over the northwest of England, so we don't do that. We'll be ready for it tomorrow. But that's what would happen in a Russian parish.
And not just for this weekend, you've got other events planned for the whole month, haven't you?
Yes, we do. We have there's what's called Theophany, which is what's in the West called Epiphany. But on that, we celebrate the baptism of the Lord. So, and we bless holy water. So you can actually see, we bless holy water. That's that
much. It's right in front of us now,
In front of us. It's a huge tank of holy water that we bless on that.
We're just getting ushered away so they can clean and prepare. So that's fine. That's good. Just mind yourself. So we'll head in a little bit into the doorway of the church. It's so ornate and beautiful. Do you have a favourite part of it?
Well, some of my favourite things are the iconostasis itself. The iconostasis was painted in 1926, the icons, by a lady called Princess Nina Lvov. And she was she had studied in the Moscow School of Art before the Russian Revolution. And she wanted to revive the ancient ways of painting. So these icons are the old Muscovite style. And when we opened, our cathedral in London gave them to us, and we had the screen built around them.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Very, very beautiful. They're very beautiful. Also, right in the East End, there's a large icon of the Mother of God, and this is called Pokrov, which just means the protective veil of the Mother of God. And she's particularly venerated by Russian Orthodox as their helper and protector. That came from our Russian cathedral in London was, again, gifted to us here.
And you have strong links outside of London, and indeed Russia.
Most of the more modern icons here are painted by our sisters in Minsk, and they come to us, they make all my cassock, my vestments and all those things, and with the money that they raise by what they make, they look after around about 120 ex-convicts, around about 100 ex-alcoholics. They look after people who are disabled, people who are mentally ill. So by adorning our beautiful church here, we're helping people in Eastern Europe who have very poor conditions. So,
Father Paul, it's been a pleasure to pop over and see you. Can I say Happy Christmas?
Yes, thank you very much, and Happy Christmas to you.
I'm just feeling it. It's just so lovely. Mm-hmm. Give us the website for people that want to find out more about the community.
If you want to find more about our community, we are www.newmartyr.info, and that's got various links to other websites that you will find out more about Russian Orthodoxy. All the site is in English.
BBC Radio Merseyside.